Good morning and welcome to our show from now until 12. Our telephone number is 20.
TheRadioAntenna.com.
The greatest albums ever made. This is Cover to Cover with Barry Bissell.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
David Bowie's real name is David Jones, but he didn't want to be confused with Davy Jones from the Monkees.
He was such a monster at the time, in terms of success and everything, that another David Jones really was not a wise idea.
Barry Bissell with you on Cover to Cover, the greatest albums ever made. 1983's Let's Dance was David Bowie's 15th studio album. The album was a pop smash, but David says the title track is not necessarily a happy song.
The feeling of it for me, it wasn't a get-up-and-party type song. There was a kind of a desperation behind it. And I thought in visual terms that I would take that desperation to its logical conclusion, which in the desperation of dance is a society trying to manifest its innermost feelings through dance.
David Bowie made the Let's Dance video in Australia.
Visual idea of finding a tribe and a country that hadn't been seen that much, like Australia, and taking the tribe out of its tribal gear, and because the Aborigines in Australia, that's where I filmed the thing, no longer want to be considered the last cavemen of the world. I mean, that's the last thing they want. The young Aborigines want to be part of the Australian society, and it's very hard for them to be able to become part of that society. And one very rarely sees them in blue jeans and work shirts, which is how they are and what they wear. And the look of the country is so kind of alien that it represented, in fact, any state where that kind of situation exists. Any third world state, a lot of our Western capitals. But it's not identifiable with any particular city or country, so it was a good kind of slightly surrealist kind of vision, really.
Cover to Cover.
You have this idea of
a rock and roll revival.
I can still listen to that.
The greatest albums ever made with Barry Bissell.
I first heard Elton John's music in the 70s, and I latched onto it like a shark latched on to a little fish. I loved his music. He was so on fire with his voice. His voice is very distinctive. You can recognize it right away when he's singing. Elton doesn't do a wall of sound kind of thing, but he does a really great background track arrangements, and his background voices are very sweet. It's a mutual admiration thing. He and I both like each other, and we like each other's music.
That's Beach Boys legend Brian Wilson talking about Elton John, the superstar who's had an amazing 43 top 40 hits in Australia and sold more than 250 million albums worldwide. Elton John has released 29 studio albums, so we asked him if he had a favourite.
It's difficult because I don't really listen to them very much. I'm very proud of the Captive Fantastic album because it tells a story and it's about me. So when I was writing the song, I felt an allegiance to the lyrics straight away because it was autobiographical. I think Blue Moves is a great musical album. Yellow Brick Road is a pretty good double album. You know, it's very hard to make a double album that's interesting all the way through, and I think Yellow Brick Road achieved that. I would put that high on the list.
I have seen him since then, and he said, thank you for mentioning me on your album.
Alice Cooper and Donny Osmond were poles apart in 1975, but nowadays, Alice leads a similarly conservative lifestyle. He's been married for 32 years. He's sober, and he plays golf. Well, that's just about it for another big show.
Thanks for being with me. This is Alice Cooper.
Good on you, Alice. More of the greatest albums ever made next time on Cover to Cover. Until then, I'm Barry Bissell. You have a great week.
Cover to Cover with Barry Bissell. The greatest albums ever made.
TheRadioAntenna.com.